Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
I got you. You know, you. We got each other, all of us, you know? We're a good little team.
Thank you.
Just wrote to Jane. I'm like, I'm so weirdly touched that you put that in first thing. So just random little convo that we had about it.
I better write Jane, too.
Yeah. Oh, why? What, are you jealous? Jane, you're playing a game called. Like, where's this? You didn't ask her for a song. You
should
ask,
I already ask wrote her this morning at 5:13.
Good for you.
Jeez.
I got you.
Feel the same.
I guess I'll just go with hi.
Jane.
I don't know what else to write.
I always send her the little black heart.
Oh, I'll do that.
Oh, she does.
Oh,
that
hey,
too.
That's. I send her that. You send her something else.
Let's see.
Yeah, we're a real good team. I'm trying to steal the affections of Jane.
Well, she already stole our Miley Cyrus interview.
She didn't steal it. Miley took it away from us. Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's Alice at 97.3.
Hey.
I don't think I mentioned that. In case you don't know where you are, here's where you're at. It's Alice. And it's 6:08.
You think she wants
Monday
the ghost
morning.
With the dotted eye?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's do that.
Sounds good. Pink. You want to go see?
Mm-hmm.
Go see Pink?
I do.
I know. She's great. You know, she really does put on quite the show, too. I always see, like, concert footage from her where it's just, you know...
All the aerial stuff.
Sure. Does she still? Does she do that every concert?
I think so.
Well, that's, you know.
Why wouldn't you? You got the gear,
right? And if you know how to do all the stuff on there, I mean, she is quite talented. She's just amazing.
I mean, if
Pink.
You raise the bar like that, and then you what? One night you're like,
nah, I don't feel like it.
People show up, they're going.
I'm just sitting in this chair.
Right.
Saying,
where's the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you do that forevermore.
You're locked in.
Yep.
Should be 90 years old. Like, all right, kids. Bring out the net. I'm afraid. Listen, if you're calling on right now, you get a pair of tickets to see Pink. She's going to be at the SAP Center in San Jose on April 17th. Oh, I wonder if she's going to do this. Probably not, huh?
What?
Who knows? Maybe.
Yeah. This is her version of one of the songs from the Greatest Showman soundtrack. You know how they did the reimagined version?
She probably will.
Yeah, I don't know. I like this, though. Is this the one that Hooman likes, or this is not the one?
No, he
He's
likes the other one.
Talking to a listener
the,
right now.
The okay. Never
sorry,
enough
I'm
song.
Back.
No,
was...
fine,
never,
fine.
Never. Do you like this pink version?
Turn it up so we can hear it.
I'll go back to the chorus.
No, he doesn't like this song as much because he wants the other one always.
Yeah, I want the other one. I like it, but I
but
like
we're
pink.
Talking about pink right now.
I know. I like pink as a human being. But on the
I need
and
an
as
air
a
check,
singer,
so only be positive.
This is great. Thank you for playing it, Brynn. It makes me feel like I'm watching The Greatest Showman all over.
Yeah, so good,
perfect.
Even like slightly better than The Greatest Showman because it's Pink singing. Anyway, if you love
correct.
Pink like we love Pink, then you know, be calling. Did you already grab a winner?
Well, I'm busy talking to you.
Okay,
so, no,
I see
sure
how that
didn't.
Goes. Anyway, call a nine right now. 800-400-3697. Sounds like he's only on number 7 or so. Have a winner any second. Mm-hmm. And it looks like we're going to have these this week?
Yes. That,
oh, great. Yes. Perfect. All right. So let's get to the Celebrity Trash. Do I have a sponsor? I do not. Here we go. So last time we talked to you was Thursday, and all the Golden Globe nominations had just come down. And it is that time of year. We're going to start to get the big list of nominations. I have the Grammy nominees. Those came out on Friday. This is it's Woman Central. I don't know if it's because of hashtag Me Too or just the women killed it this year, but there are categories where there's like one dude.
Women are badass right now.
Yeah. Album of the Year, they've expanded it to 8 nominees now, some of the big categories. They used to just have the 5 and now they're to 8. So maybe so that they could include some dudes. Because 5 of the 8 are women. Invasion of Privacy, that's Cardi B. Brandi Carlile, By the Way, I Forgive You. Janelle Monáe, Dirty Computer, H-E-R, H-E-R. I don't know this band. Did you grab a little bit of Her for me?
I did. Give me a sec. I'm still loading stuff.
I wonder if H-E-R is like their initials or something.
Look it up.
Kacey Musgraves.
That's country, right?
Mm-hmm. That's, her record is nominated. So these are album of the year. And then there are a couple guys in here. Drake, of course. Oh, is this her?
Yes, this is her.
Is this the hit?
This is her biggest hit, yes.
Huh. Well, this is nominated for Album of the Year, then. Kendrick Lamar's Black Panther soundtrack, he curated that, they say. You know, it's not all his music, but it's he put that together. Beer Bongs and Bentley's Post Malone. And the other one is Drake. So those are the eight nominees, but mostly women. Record of the year, let's see. It looks like there's four. So this is a single, right? A record of the year. Cardi B is nominated with Bad Bunny and J Balvin for I Like It. Brandi Carlile, The Joke. Childish Gambino, This Is America. God's Plan by Drake.
I didn't really watch American Idol. And I'm not really... Simon,
what's that guy's name?
Cowell
fan.
What?
But he's the first guy I heard say. I want to say it was almost 10 years ago when he said music is going to be all women. Oh. Women are coming up.
Yeah,
like that's the future of pop music is women.
That's great.
And I was like, whoa.
Voices too loud to ignore.
That's right, baby.
So,
we rule the world.
He's not wrong, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, the big stars are women right now.
Right. So, hip-hop dominated, but so did soundtracks, actually. A lot of soundtrack love. Kendrick Lamar has the most nominations with 8, thanks to his work doing the Black Panther soundtrack. Drake is next with 7. Then Brandi Carlile with 6. There's some producer named Boy Wonder, the number one DA. B-O-I dash the number one DA, Boy Wonder. He also scored 6. Lady Gaga got 5 nominations. 4 were from A Star Is Born. Black Panther became just the 3rd soundtrack to be nominated for Album of the Year in the past 25 years. The other two are Waiting to Exhale in 1995 and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou in 2000.
Waiting to Exhale, what was that?
That was Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I heard her singing, I don't know what Christmas carol it was, but I was just super sad as I listened to her just crush that song and thought, man, drugs and alcohol ruined and killed that lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like she had it all. As I heard her singing.
And her daughter.
As I heard her singing, I was, oh, is she dead?
Yeah.
Yes.
The daughter died
daughter
too.
Died the same way she in did bathtub. In the bathtub.
Right.
Well, and there's
with suspicious circumstances with
her cousin Nick that she was engaged to. That was a weird situation.
Yeah. Adopted son.
Right. Yeah. Let's see. So they expanded the number of nominees in the 4 biggest categories from 5 to 8. So that's Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. Mac Miller's Swimming is up for Best Rap Album. Mm. That's his first nomination, and sadly, he's not alive to see it. Died of a drug overdose in September, in case you missed that. Eminem. Has a song called Lucky You that was nominated for Best Rap Song, and it's all about how bad the Grammys suck. I know. It's like irony. The line is, and I don't know if you'll be able to find it, but he said, I done won a couple Grammys, but I sold my soul to get them. Wasn't in it for the trophies, just the F in recognition. F's the difference. And in another track off the same album called Fall, he says, then tell the Grammys to go and F themselves. They suck the blood from all the biggest artists like some leeches. They nominate them, get them there, get a name to MC the show. Every parasite needs a host. Then give Album of the Year to somebody no one's ever even heard of. So I don't know if he'll be there or not. But he doesn't seem to be a fan. He did get nominated. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift is probably the biggest snub. Her album Reputation was nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album, but that's the only nomination she got. Part of the reason could be that her album came out last year and just missed the cutoff for last year's ceremony. This year's window was October 1st of last year through September 30th. They're saying the other snubs are Carrie Underwood, Nicki Minaj, Troye Sivan, Lil Wayne, Panic at the Disco, Sam Smith. I didn't even know he put a record out this year.
Sam Smith?
Yeah.
I didn't either.
Migos and Zayn Malik. They're going to air live on February 10th, 61st Annual Grammy Awards, and they'll be on CBS. Let me just give you a couple more of the things here. Best New Artist, also lots of women here. Chloe times Haley. Chloe X Haley. Chloe.
Never heard.
Yeah. Well, new. Luke Combs, Greta Van Fleet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Zeppelin sound and band. Her, H-E-R, Dua Lipa, Margot Price, Bebe Rexha, and Georgia Smith. And then I wanted to mention that one record that got record and song of the year, that song I love, The Middle. The Maren Morris, she sings it. Mm-hmm. It's Maren Morris, Zedd, and Gray. Is that the name of the guy? I love this tune. The Middle. I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle. Whoa. Oh, my God.
Do you sing this at home?
Yeah, I put it on. I tell the assistant there to, like, hey, play that one song. Turn it up. Like, I walk around singing it. You know, it just makes doing the dishes nicer.
Sure.
The Sam Smith album that was released is called For the Thrill of It, and you know this song from it.
It's a Stuffy Nose song.
You love this one.
That has, I feel like that came out so long ago. So it must have come out just after the cutoff date or something. Tell me the release date. So October 1st of last year.
Oh, there you go.
Is when.
Okay. So November 3rd of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's, well. You know, it's hard when your record has come out at that point. You know, it's good for the Christmas sales, but you're forgotten about the next year for the Grammys.
Well, since no one buys records anymore.
That is true, Vinny. It
seems like you would want to go for the Grammy over the holiday snub.
Seems like it.
No one's buying them. Why bother?
I know. Maybe I don't know what the word successful means. I don't know. I'm just going to tell you guys the story and see if you agree or not. The new issue of Elle magazine,
mm-hmm.
Jennifer Aniston is in there. And she says that her marriages to Brad Pitt and Justin Theroux were not failures. She said, my marriages, they've been very successful in my personal opinion. And when they came to an end, it was a choice that was made because we chose to be happy. And sometimes happiness didn't exist within that arrangement anymore. They've been very successful.
I agree with her.
Do you?
Well,
I don't.
I think that if you are married and it's not going well, staying together because you promised to, it seems like you're making you're making your lives miserable.
Mm. But isn't the fact that you're miserable in the marriage an indicator that it's not successful?
Hold on. Hollywood is completely different than the normal world.
I suppose. If you make it more than a year, it's considered a success.
If you look at the overall relationship, if you can classify it as a success or say that we had great times and it was all good. Yes, right there at the end, we no longer were
wasn't
clicking
working out.
And it wasn't good and there was some grind and some, I don't know, sand in the ointment or whatever, then okay, that's, but at the end, if you can go, you know what though, we had a good run, then isn't that good? I know what you're picking on. I get what you're saying.
I do.
She's talking publicly and using a word that doesn't fit, but I still feel like
there can be successful times within something that ultimately failed.
Right.
Anyway, she says, when the work's been put in and it doesn't seem that there's an option of it working, that's okay. That's not a failure.
I mean, what would you, maybe you would as a reporter, enjoy her to be like, oh, I bleeping hate those guys.
Oh, no. I
screw those guys. I did everything right. I did everything I could. You wouldn't believe what I let those guys do to me.
Mm.
All the time.
Right.
Not just once.
Full menu.
And to find
and
my, right, that thing.
Well, I suppose, too, I mean, does she have a relationship? Like, haven't we heard that Brad often calls her, like, to talk for advice or whatever? Or is that just
tabloid reporters
what
say
do we
that?
Know? Yeah. I mean, what's that?
So Jennifer and Brad were married for 5 very successful years. From 2000 to 2005, and then she was married for 2 very successful years. Actually, you know what? Weren't she and Justin Theroux together for, like, 6 or 7 years before they ever got married?
I don't know about that long. A couple years.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know about. Something like for sure.
Anyway, so I just
so
I
don't
I,
marry.
Is, I guess I just don't know what successful
this is
means.
The way I look at it, though. I mean, you can think differently, but I would not want someone to stay with me because they promised to marry me if they were unhappy. You know what I mean? Yes. Like if they'd gone fallen out of love, or they met someone and they were like, I didn't mean to, but this person I work with is the person, and I gotta go. I'd be like, do it. I certainly don't want you hanging around, moping around here.
Right.
Being someone that, you know, like you're stuck, right, or like I'm holding you down.
Or kids are involved.
Be on your way. Mm. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't want you to...
Well, that's very grown-up sounding, you know. Unfortunately, that's, you know, you'd want to have that reaction if someone said that to you, but... You know, like
I would.
I'd be freaking heartbroken.
I know you would, you know? But you wouldn't want to be with someone who was doing it against their will.
Agreed. You wouldn't, but it would be so tragic, the loss of the relationship. You know, it's easy to say, you know, of course you'd want to be a grown-up about it. I would want to be. I just don't know if I could be. Oh, it sounds so like, mature, Vinny.
It's not. You're missing it. I'm not saying it wouldn't hurt me or that I'd like it. I'm just saying... What I'd like less is to be in a house with someone who's like, well, if I have to.
Well,
no,
you do
you
have
don't
to. We
have
made a promise
to
each other.
Side by side with that.
No, you do
but
not have to.
But people fall in and out of love. Certainly, I was in relationships where I was in, and then all of a sudden I'm not in, but I stayed because I fell back in. Like,
yeah,
it happens.
It's funny, too. It's like, I call them like little renaissances where you just, you know, you sort of like are taking each other for granted, and then suddenly you realize what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you... Like, fall in love all over again. Yep. And then you just, so, you know, then life goes on. You know, forget him about him again.
Oh, yeah.
Bob at work is real good.
Stormy Daniels. She's in the news today. Just really quickly, I want to give you this story.
Things haven't gone as well for her as they were at first, have they?
They haven't. Well, that lawyer of hers. Mm-hmm.
I love that he's like, I've decided not to run for president.
Oh, God, what a horrible disappointment.
Boy,
that
the
is.
The country's really sore about that one.
The resounding yawn after that announcement. Anyway, she went back to her home state. She's like a Louisiana girl, I guess.
Oh, all right.
She went back to protest a law setting minimum age requirements for strippers. She calls it an illegal attack on women.
Minimum? What? Shouldn't there be a minimum?
Yes, but she says it should be younger than 21.
Oh, okay.
So, and I don't know if, I think it might have recently changed.
I mean, wasn't the grind always like 18, you can go fight a war, but you can't do this.
Can't
or
have
that.
A drink. Right.
You know, that was always one of the things people would say.
Well, she, let's see, it looks like she was, this was Sunday. She was standing on the front steps of a courthouse and she and a bunch of other protesters, I guess they were yelling about some appeals court's recent decision to uphold the law after it was challenged by three women. It stated that strip clubs couldn't employ dancers under the age of 21. And it was signed into law in 2016. It'll be reinforced again this month. And that's why she's pissed.
Hmm. What does she want? 18?
Probably. She calls it effing sexist. So that's classy. She says it targets female dancers and not men.
No one goes to see man dancers, though. That's the thing. It's not the business that, I mean, is it?
No.
Well, I don't go to see male dancers or female dancers. And I think I would rather see women dancing than men.
Mm-hmm. I went.
Oh, you'd rather go see men.
We watched it on Ozark last night.
Oh, did you guys finish it?
No, we haven't finished it. But we did watch two episodes, and we saw an episode with a girl named Lulu who... was maybe the hottest. You know, I want to say that there's like this little strip club that's involved on Ozark. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've ever seen a scene from that where I was like, didn't they even have one girl? She had like horrible stretch marks and kind of like a belt. And then suddenly they walk in and there's the hottest chick you've ever seen. And there she is.
So wait, so you're on episode two?
No, four.
Or season two?
Yeah, season
four.
Season
two.
Season two. Oh, okay, all right. So you have finished one. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening right now is the FBI director has recruited the one chick back to frame Jason Bateman. You got it? You know where we're at?
It's
the FBI character and that actor.
God.
That actor is excellent.
Is he?
Well, yeah. Don't you just hate him?
I hate
and
him.
We were saying that last night. We're like, well, there has to be a nemesis.
But you just hate him.
Yeah.
And he's doing the job. perfectly as an actor, you are in. You're like, you're the worst.
And the best.
He's not in it for the right reasons.
I know. I wanted him to run away and open up a little fishing shop. It was so terrible.
He's a terrible user. Anyway, apparently her it was cold that day. Someone had pointed out that was at I saw a couple
Wait,
of.
Are we this, back, to, back Stormy to Stormy Daniels? Daniels.
Just really right. quickly, this is really what this is the takeaway from this whole thing, is that
yeah, it's not what you expect.
Oh darn it all! What is it?
So at the very end of the video, she's walking away with her bodyguard, and she says this.
I can't feel Wait. My.
And that's all it says. It goes that. So whatever.
I can't feel my face.
I don't know. Oh. I think she's just so cold that she's numb. I can't feel my friggin' hands.
Oh.
I can't feel because it's really windy. And
I thought I was
going
to get a shot of her headlights right. on. I guess I didn't know what to expect.
That's too bad.
Wishful thinking. Sorry.
Well, it was, for Vinny.
I What's do like coming that.
Up? I know. I was like, oh, show Vinny that.
The best accessories are the natural ones.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm.
Don't you?
I wonder if those are natural. Well, I guess the nipples are.
Yeah.
Either way. Okay, what's coming up?
We can do a weather storm
check. Oh, my
check.
God. I want to hear all about it.
We'll do a sports check as well as with the Bay Area teams having it. And then I can't wait to tell you about this baby shower.
Oh, a baby shower.
And more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:38 and it's Monday morning. Thank you for being here with us this morning. This time of year, it's just so dark for so long. Like, when does it get light?
Around About 7:10.
Oh, oh.
Oh, all right.
Well, don't worry. I mean, you're going to... Californians voted for the daylight savings time. Wait.
Oh, did that pass?
Didn't it?
I think it
yeah,
did.
Yeah, it passed.
So,
I mean, it's
but that
still...
But what does that mean again? It means that the state legislature can change it if they want to.
Well, no, I think they're going to. It just means they're the ones who have to do it.
Oh.
But the voters approved saying, yes, we want you to do that.
To daylight savings time.
Right. We're going to be stuck on the late evenings.
I'm into that, man.
Darker.
No, darker later.
Okay. That's what I like.
Right. But it also means that there's going to be, it'll be almost 9:00 and still be dark during the winter. And in the summer.
You mean 9 a.m.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
I'm getting all confused.
Yeah, you're confusing us is what you're doing.
I don't mean to confuse it. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my bad.
Sarah.
What am I doing? I have to stop talking now.
It's 10:30 p.m. in China.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our promotions department here at Alice.
What a great job they did.
You may not know them, but we do, and they did such a great job at our Alice in Winterland show. The event came off, looked great, perfect, actually.
And it's hard work putting a night like that together.
There's a whole staff, but Rebecca and Michelle worked really hard, and so thank you to you
guys. And their team.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. And they should feel good about it because it really went very smoothly and the place looked beautiful. Good
and
job.
We walk around like the mayors of the place, but we
right.
just
we
showed up.
We had nothing to do with it.
I just put pants on.
I know.
That's all I did.
You guys, you really make us look good. Thank you so much. Tell everyone what you wore, Sarah. Oh, what did I wear?
Sarah was in such a grousy, like, hostile mood.
Will
so
you
I go,
stop it?
Oh, my God.
Stomach
so
hurt.
I go, oh, you didn't wear the red jacket. And she goes, oh, shut up. You know what? I took a nap, and then I got up, and I was in the worst mood, and I tried on 200 things, and I ended up in this, and that's it. And I'm like, Jesus.
Whoa,
And she goes, well, my tummy hurts.
I know.
I don't know what. And I'm like, well, would you eat? But then later she goes, I boofed one and feel so much better, thank God.
I said I burped. I didn't boof. I mean, I'm sure I did boof, but that had nothing to do with me feeling better. I mean, people fart. What are you going to do?
Anyway, thanks to Rebecca and Michelle. You guys did a great job.
Yay.
And a fun time was had. And thanks to all the people who came.
Oh, my God.
You know
I know. It's just so, nice. Like,
and the toys. What did we say the toys?
700 toys.
Uh-huh.
In fact, you were saying it totally filled one of the Marines' trucks.
Yeah.
And $1,500 in cash.
Nice.
It was great.
Great.
And the display looked amazing, and people were like, oh, my God, this is so great.
Aww.
I know. It was really nice.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
First of all, I'll begin with today's weather, which was rain falling on the drive in. Mm-hmm. It's going to pass.
There we'll still hard have clouds. Drops too.
But yeah, it was it rained
splashy drops
this morning, but that's a passing storm.
Okay.
You'll see clouds later, but I don't think we're going to have much more rain as the day moves on. But back-to-back California storms have dumped snow in the Sierras.
So great.
The snowpack is 106% above average.
Oh my God.
Winter still 2 weeks away.
Oh.
We're not in winter yet.
Please don't dry up.
At the same time last year, the Sierra snowpack was 47% of average. So we are looking good. In the southern Sierra, Mammoth has recorded 6 feet of snow since October 1st.
Oh my God.
Wow. They're saying they've got the deepest snowpack in the country right now.
And what do we have any idea what the snowpack is in Tahoe?
106%
above
average.
Oh, above average.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
We're looking good.
It's great. Great news, everybody.
So I haven't made it up yet, have you?
No, but I'm going for Christmas, so.
Nice.
I know. I'm excited. I haven't skied in probably at least 2 years.
Do you have equipment, right?
I don't have any more of the actual skis. I have all my winter clothes, and we'll just go rent sets of stuff.
All right.
I know. I was actually bummed I got rid of my stuff because it fit me so perfectly, and I just loved it.
Why'd you get rid of it?
Because we sold the house, and, you know, just storing that stuff, I knew that we...
I don't know. It seems weird. I mean, you do host the Johnny Mosley show. I mean, it seems like any gear, you should just be all... You know what I need?
No, you know...
You know what I need?
If we ever get those things up, then we have, like,
you know what I need,
shows.
Johnny.
What are you guys waiting for?
I'm waiting for a link from the powers that be here. Mm. Yeah.
I'm doing the
Johnny
like...
Mosley show, everybody. Johnny Mosley pod or something like that. That's what it's
and
called.
And friends.
Yeah, Johnny Mosley and friends. It's mostly Johnny. He just talks about...
I would think
no one has a life like him.
Fall out of his pockets.
You would think. I haven't even asked him. I should probably ask him.
Like Holmes.
Actually, that's so stupid. I should ask him for passes to ski and everything. And we're like, we're all getting online trying to figure out where, you know.
What resort are you staying close by?
We're staying by Homewood.
Okay.
Homewood's fun.
I love Homewood.
I like
it's just
Homewood.
Such a little family place. It's great.
But, you know, then again, if you're getting free passes to
Squaw Alpine,
right.
That's what we should do instead. Mm. Yeah, you know what? I'm so stupid. I'm seeing him Wednesday. We're going to cut another podcast that apparently is never going to air. We have like 10 ready to go. Mm.
I mean, I think this is where you ask the question and then look at him like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, man.
We are in my studio, this thing, and here I am.
No, I'm sure he can figure that out. We'll see.
I'm sure it'll go well for you.
Well, I'll ask him, but I don't want to put any pressure on him.
He's you know what? I mean, look, we know Johnny. He's a freaking Olympic superstar.
Yeah.
It's not something that he's going to have trouble getting for you. People probably fall all over themselves to give him whatever he wants. What do you need?
Right.
Mm-hmm. A new Toyota? You got it. It's in the driveway.
He does
here
drive an amazing car.
Yeah.
Durr. I know. I just don't think of it. Now I have, and you're right. I'm going to ask him on Wednesday when I see him. So, how about a hookup?
Speaking of athletes, over the weekend, the NFL happened.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it did. It totally happened.
Uzette and Bryn were down on the field.
That's right.
In Santa Clara for the 49ers. Best win in a while. We look good from start to finish.
People were high-fiving each other over the place. We were screaming.
Niners so beat the Broncos 2014.
That's great.
Weirdly, the Raiders won. They beat the Steelers 24-21.
I don't do that.
I'm a Steelers fan.
Yeah, well, your home team
Bay Area
won.
First.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. The Raiders are about to leave for good.
I know.
Yeah.
Bastards.
As long as they're here, let's root for them.
And the Pats lost to the Dolphins on the last play of the game.
The time we had run out.
Right. I watched that final play.
Everybody
just now.
Watched it to laugh at the Pats, believe me.
I couldn't believe the guy made it in.
It's one of the most amazing endings you'll probably ever see, I'm reading now. Miami was down 5 points with 7 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. They were on their own 31, so they had a lot of football field to cover. The only way to do it, they say here, was the way they did it. They got 69 yards to the end zone in one play. It happened. Tannehill passed to one guy. He lateraled to another guy. That guy lateraled to another guy who was able to run it in. Touchdown and win.
They already call it the Miami Miracle.
The Dolphins won the game 34-33 with no time left on the clock.
I know. It's so funny because the guys are, you know, they sit out in their man cave and I can hear them as they're cheering for stuff. And then all of a sudden I hear a bunch of yelling. I'm like, oh, God, what happened?
I should add, and I don't have any details about it, but Tony York, the youngest son of Denise DeBartlow York and John York, passed away on Friday.
Yeah. Do we know what?
We don't know. There's no, they're not saying what he died of. He was a 35-year-old dude, yeah. So he was very young.
I'm not seeing any, like, cancer. I'm not seeing drugs. I'm not seeing accidents.
They've been able to keep it quiet. And I, you know, whatever.
I meant to say something when we were there yesterday to the rep. Kevin, was it, Bryn? Mm-hmm. That was seeing us around just to say sorry for your organization. But
apparently, though, Jed, I think it was, went in there and gave a speech and just said, you know what, Tony loved this team, loved all the players and, you know, the sport in general. And I guess they're saying the guys went out there extra pumped up and got the win. So, great. You
so
know.
Tragic,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, very.
I hate to say it. I'm very curious about the details. People 35 years old don't pass away for no reason.
No.
They'll come out soon. Thanks to Tahoe Blue Vodka for inviting Bryn and myself.
Yeah, you guys had a magical experience.
We had a great time.
It was so fun.
You know what's fun about that? Like, you know, winning, of course, but I was just high-fiving random people. Like, yeah, I don't know you either.
I know. It tripped me out how people didn't know each other. It's like...
Didn't matter.
It's not like a church where you have to, like, shake someone's hand.
Right.
Peace be with you.
Right.
It's just fun times.
Yeah. All right. Sheesh.
Someone reminded me because...
Back to that again,
Someone texted in this morning that they just heard that episode of the Secret
Podcast,
Show. Yeah. And they've been laughing so hard
That's
about
like
it.
My favorite part of church is when people are nice to each other for a second. I love know. It.
And he says that on the podcast, and the whole room is like, I hate that.
I don't hate it. I like it too, Vin.
I think peace be with you is about as nice a thing as you can
keep
say.
Keep your peace to yourself.
No.
I want that.
I'm just trying to be nice to you. I care about you.
I don't want your peace.
God.
I want a piece of that.
Sheesh.
I don't want to touch you.
Yeah, I don't like touching people.
God.
Sweaty hands.
I'm not sweaty.
Not you. Your hands are always nice and dry.
Right. This next story, I couldn't help but laugh. And I know that as I've had now 2 kids, you know, there's all kinds of reactions to stuff that people do with kids. One of them is, who cares? Quit talking about your kids.
Right.
But, you know, there's stuff, baby showers and things, and, you know, so this story, when I read it, I just went, oh, my God.
Oh, no, what happened?
So a woman has canceled her baby shower because her family, she told the name of the baby, the one she's going to have.
Yes.
She's the unborn baby. She's like, this is the name, and everybody started capping on her. She caught a bunch of crap and got furious about it.
Is it A, B, C, D, E, F, G?
No. This is the post, and then I'll tell you the rest of the story.
Okay.
This is what the mom posted. Dear members of Squire Sebastian Senator Baby Shower.
Squire Sebastian Senator.
Squire.
Sebastian Senator. It's the first name.
The first name is all three of those names?
That's the first name.
It's all strung together?
No, but that is the first name. Squire Sebastian Senator Baby Shower. I have a really important announcement to make. It brings me pain to have to tell you this, but I am canceling the event. I will text you soon if you're invited to my smaller, more inclusive party. At least here, no one will judge me. Why? Why am I doing this? Because y'all been talking bleep about my unborn baby, an unborn child. How can you judge an unborn child? What is wrong with you? To say this frankly, my friends and family have treated me like total bleep. They've spread rumors and lies about my child. No, I am not crazy. No, I am not mentally unstable. No, I was not drunk when I named my child. His name is Squire Sebastian Senator. That is that. You cannot force me to change his name. This is the name I was meant to give him. No, this is not his full name, Squire Sebastian Senator. It is only his first name. This is how it will be. He will not be allowed to have a nickname. He is to be called by his full and complete first name, Squire Sebastian Senator.
So does everyone know what a squire is?
It's a lawyer, assistant, right? To a knight.
It's the rank below a knight.
Oh, what am I thinking of?
Well,
no, but squire is like the
cheap
a title
guitar by
and...
Fender.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It's also like the shield bearer. It's like a low rank.
Yeah.
I never knew my family could be so judgmental. We come from a long lasting family of both squires and senators. If you look back in our family tree, the survival of this clan is literally rooted in squiredom.
Jesus.
And we are related to senators, too. This name conveys power, it conveys wealth, it conveys success. My baby's name will be a revolution. It will push people to question everything.
Oh my God.
Why name your baby boring and overused names like Joshua, Brian, Sam, Nick, Mark, Bella, Marina, etc. When you can name it something special. Squire Sebastian Senator will live a powerful, wholesome life. His confidence will not diminish simply because his name is out of the ordinary. Instead, he will be extraordinary. Bleep you all!
Wow. That person sounds like they're having a hormone attack. Like, that just seems so... Oh, whatever.
Over the top.
You know what, though? Do whatever you want, lady.
Right.
So, of course, as this got posted and then has gone viral, the first thing that happened was everyone judged the name. Yeah. And then everyone judged her.
Mm. No one's judging her unborn baby either. We actually feel
right.
bad for the baby.
No,
she's
no,
like
it's,
yelling
it's
about
her
how,
yeah. And it's the name. And that absolutely is many of the comments are like, no one is saying anything about your unborn child, donkey.
No, we're actually trying to save him.
Right.
Yeah. And I know she's like, and he will not be allowed to have nicknames. Okay, good luck with that. That never happens. Kid's name is the S's.
So there you go, everyone. That's good fun as this woman has gone viral and her child, unborn child, is already, well, I guess he's not being mocked, but mom is catching it worldwide.
He will be mocked, though, if he gets that name and
you
know, goes to school. Squire Sebastian Senator. I love it.
I'm sure he'll be Sebby or something like that, right?
I mean, right.
You don't want anything to do with Squire, do you?
No.
No.
I just call them the S's. Hey, the S's. That's like, you know, it almost sounds like a thesis. The S's.
All right. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Penny. Give me a fast fact.
Let's play a game!
Yeah! Oh, we're playing a game? Yeah. All right, Penny. Chance for you to take $5 off the tally.
Here we go.
What you owe me. Dude.
Sarah?
Yara?
Daniel Day-Lewis is the only person who's ever won the Oscar for Best Actor 3 times. Oh. Name those movies.
Oh.
There Will Be Blood. Is that one of them?
Yeah.
The Last Mohican?
No.
Oh, he didn't win for that? Is he in that?
He is, but that's not one of
My
them.
Left Foot.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I get to keep going?
No, you already lost, okay. But I mean... And?
What about that movie he just did, the one with the sewing?
No, that was a bad bow out, too, don't you think?
Phantom Thread?
Yeah, that was like a bad bow out. Like, he's got to come back and do one more.
I don't know.
I can't think of the name.
You can
Lincoln.
Guess it.
Oh, Lincoln! Oh, right.
My Left Foot, There Will Be Blood, and Lincoln. Oh. Listen to this one.
Okay.
The Ford Model T could run on gasoline or fuel made out of hemp.
Yep. That's right.
Oh, really?
But when oil prices started dropping, Ford phased out the hemp option.
That's right.
Phase
and they
it back
went
in.
With oil instead.
Jesus, phase that back
do you
in.
Know, do you know that was a pivotal moment in history? If,
well, yeah.
If the Model T would have stayed on hemp, everything would have changed. Pollution would be completely different. Oil would be all the
well,
cars.
Well, it still burns that, so I'm sure there'd still be particulate from it. But yeah, I mean, the oil thing.
Well, yeah.
The whole world would be a very different place.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Bring it back. Bring back the hemp oil.
It's too late.
Is it? Is yeah. it ever too late?
Yeah, on that one, it's too late.
Well, it's too late to apologize.
1 million seconds ago, it was November 28th.
What?
1 billion seconds ago, it was 1987.
Oh.
1 trillion seconds ago, it was 30,000 BC.
Oh, man.
That's neat.
That is
That's
neat.
A good one.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
30,000.
How do you like that?
It's unfathomable.
That's fun, huh?
That just tells you how many a trillion.
And that's just seconds. We can all fathom a second. We cannot fathom 30,000 BC. Can we?
No, I can't.
No.
Was there even fire back then?
Was there even people back then?
Sure.
30,000?
Sure.
Weird, I mean, to even think of it.
I don't know if they were people like us. I don't really know when people like
87.
Us happened, but what is the last one?
I was
one
all high
Neanderthal?
And
Neanderthal.
Graduating high school.
Were you?
Was Cro-Magnon before or after?
Oh, crap.
Don't
do
I mean,
it, man.
The
what are you
of human
doing?
Beings. Come on. When did Homo sapien?
925 says, Vinny, I'm 47 and still only buy heels if they make that noise.
Oh, the clickety click.
Yeah.
How funny. I literally have never bought shoes based on what sound they make.
I actually don't want my shoes to make noise.
I don't either.
That. I don't want that.
You know?
That is a nice sound, though. I like that.
Although walking behind you in heels is like...
There's
me?
You.
She's less than graceful in heels.
I know.
I prefer you not in heels.
I prefer me not in heels, too. You know, it's funny because I actually... Stop it. Is Chloe here?
Nope, it's you.
So funny. It's funny because I actually love shoes. I love looking at shoes. Mm-hmm. I think shoes are sexy. Yeah. I just think they're great. And I just feel so dumb in anything because I'm just a pair of sneakers. I just wear my sneakers.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
Oh, is it that time?
Yeah.
Well, Kevin Hart's out. Yikes.
I saw that. That's actually an interesting story.
It is. I have Rolling Stones listed the best movies for 2018
and
more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.